Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Oh, you know, come after seeing the play, you know, this is what they want us to think. They want us to think a certain way. I don't think it's about, like, anything like that. I mean, the things that are in the play are mostly factual or involving, I think, and when I say that, I mean, like, you know, just certain things that have happened.
Ano ang mangyayari kapag ang isang bahagi ng ating kasaysayan ay muling binuhay sa entablado? Para sa podcast natin ngayon, kasama natin ang Sapatos Angels Collective upang pag-usapan ang kanilang pinakabagong produksyon na Imelda. Isa itong mga pangyarihang dula na gumagamit ng teatro upang tuklasin ang kasaysayan, alaala at epekto ng nakaraan sa kasalukuyan. Higit pa sa kwento ng isang kilalang personalidad, inaanyayahan nito ang mga manonood na pagnilayan ang mga tanong tungkol sa kapangyarihan, katotohanan at kung paano nating binibigyang kahulugan ang ating kasaysayan. Alamin natin ang inspirasyon sa likod ng produksyong ito, ang proseso ng pagbuo nito at ang mensaheng nais nilang maiparating sa Filipino community at sa mas malawak na audience dito sa Australia. Makakasama natin sa panayam sina Donita Cruz at Teresa Britton.
Paano nagsimula yung Sapatos Angels Collective?
Nagsimula siya sa uni, sa university namin. I attended the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts is the full name, also known as WAPA. So, galing birth ang origin story, if you will. And we formed it because we already had built this play. So we had already built Imelda as part of ng uni project namin. So inisip namin, kung gusto namin pinagawang malaking production, at least my production company kami na pwedeng like to work from, essentially, because then it's easier if we want to continue making more Filipino stories. So it was myself and my co-producer Rachel Adams, who have been working on the producing of this since 2022, and then that is when we graduated university, and then we brought it all the way to on stage, the play Imelda in 2024 in February. And then now we've brought it to Sydney. So when we were assigned this project in, well, we weren't assigned it. We got an assignment for a end of year showcase, like end of our bachelor showcase. We needed to put up a 20-minute segment, essentially. And we were initially joking because a friend of ours at the time had a lot of shoes, and we were like, would it be really funny or interesting to make a show that explores the landscape regarding Imelda Marcos? And so we were like, okay, we should definitely go for that because we happen to be the three Filipino people in our class, which is very rare, especially all the ways at birth. Like, you don't see that happening a lot. So we thought it'd be really important to have and create a Filipino story. And it just so happened that was the year that Bongbong got elected in as well. So we were already slated to start the project just before the election. And at the very beginning, the development was exploring how the campaign was looking like and how is that affecting Filipinos living all the way in Australia. So that's what started it all. It transformed into essentially a story exploring some, like, your own freedom. Because I feel like a lot of Filipinos, especially after the Trillion Peso March, I think a lot of us are craving a sense of change, but also thinking about what it means to be free. like the sense of makalaya na tayo.
Is this play political?
That's a very interesting question, because it's a very mixed play of underlying politics, and then there is the core of it, which is a story between mother, daughter, and extended family.
Teresa, let's talk about, you play Imelda. Can you tell us about who is Imelda? Who was she in this play?
Yeah, well, just tacking on to the end of what Janita has said, she's the mother figure of this whole entire story. She is the one who acts as the nurturer, if you wish. And then therefore we question what is nurturing, I think. And I think we, you know, we question everything about the relationships between a mother and a daughter. I mean, specifically I'm saying mother and daughter, but between a mother and a child, what goes on in terms of, you know, you're raising up a small, you know, little piece of yourself. What parts of yourself do you impart? What parts of yourself are the parts that you really pick away and understand as being selfish, or as understand, you know, as being selfless? And I feel like through Imelda, you really see all of these pieces of her, but also pieces, I think, of society as a whole that we can kind of pick apart and go, ah, okay, this is kind of like, it's a familial thing.
What made you accept the role, Teresa?
Oh, that's a really great question. And it's a great question because I honestly, when I came across this this play, I was like, my first initial thought was, this is absolutely brilliant. You know, I don't know anyone who does not know Imelda Marcos. And if there was going to be a play that explored this kind of content, I think she's the perfect person to explore it with. You know, it's someone that everybody knows, and not only someone that Filipinos know, everyone knows Imelda Marcos because of the controversial person that she was. I mean, my dad's from New Zealand, and he, you know, he basically gave me a lesson about Imelda Marcos when I was a child. I do also think it's the time for it, because I feel that a lot of people who would have known her most in the media, you know, politically at the time, they are people like my mum and dad. It's this era. It's the time for exploring this kind of content, I feel. So I just honestly thought that it was really iconic, and if there was going to be a play that would really bring Filipino theatre makers and what they have to say to the forefront, it would be this play, because it kind of acts as this kind of bridge between two communities in a way.
Teresa said, you are the smart girl. Maybe because you wear maybe several hats for this play. You are the writer, the co-producer, and the AV designer. Maybe it's just the three that I mentioned, but maybe you still have some in that list. So how did you do this role? How did you balance these roles?
I definitely put writing sa like pinakaunang priority, kasi hindi ko makakagawa ng play kung hindi pa tapos na nakasulat siya. But I will say that the AV design was always part of the play, so we had experimented with it doing the bachelor at WAPA, because the course was specializing in being a jack of all trades in theater, essentially. So I would say wearing multiple hats is thanks to the training that I had there.
So how did you relate yourself into that story? And yeah, are there any personal experiences that you implemented in the script?
I think the most personal stories that are in it is essentially the importance of talking about politics and the state of life with my relatives. And so without that, the best that we can do is talk about it with each other and genuinely listen to each other without judgment. Yes. Because that's also the other thing na lagi namang may kakampihan, especially when it comes to elections, I find that it's hard to actually talk about the problems that all of us actually are facing.
Yes.
And that we all have that common goal of, like, we deserve better.
Teresa, what was the biggest challenge in portraying Imelda? Like, one thing that you can think now.
I have to say the number one thing, literally just the top of my brain in my gut, is I found it challenging. I'm working on it. Find it challenging. Revealing that side of myself that I show that is a little bit fancy and selfish. Because growing up, my mum was like, you know, we are humble. We are just bush people. We're humble, you know, like you're humble, like humble, 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 you know, don't talk yourself up, you know, don't push yourself in the spotlight, blah, 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 blah. And even through my career, it's sort of, I felt those inclinations from my family. So that's kind of my go-to. And also, you know, having children, they humble you a lot. You know, you can think that you're this big and you come home and they're like, you get poo in your hands and you're like, well, I'm back to being humble again. Sorry, I said that on this show. But I just feel like that part of her is really interesting because she doesn't hide it. She never hid it. It's something that has really been revealed through her. But I think also, that's explored as well, is like everyone has a little bit of themselves that they kind of want to be a little bit less humble and, you know, enjoy themselves, but to what extent? So I feel like that, really trying to get into that persona that is really not me, not saying that I'm humble, because that's a different kind of brag to brag that you're humble. But, you know, I found even just like in the stance, I'm still working that out really channeling the beauty that she portrays to everyone, to the world.
There will be different kind of views. There will be different kind of feedback and comments. Are you guys prepared for that? And what do you guys expect from the play that they can take away from it?
Wherever you are placing yourself on a political spectrum, whether that's like the Western way of thinking it or within the way our Philippine government is sectioned into, I was very careful with making sure that it was something that made people feel understood. I mentioned earlier, it's very hard to talk about politics, and it's also really hard to talk about really big feelings. And I think wherever you lie politically, you always have a big feeling about a value that you care about deeply, and also know that we are accountable for the choices that we make, and if we're happy with those choices, and that we are like able to live with that as well.
Yeah, I think that was a really cool thing that Danita said about how, you know, think about people thinking, oh, you know, come after seeing the play, you know, this is what they want us to think. They want us to think a certain way. I don't think it's about like anything like that. I mean, the things that are in the play are mostly factual or involving, I think, and when I say that, I mean, like, you know, just certain things that have happened, you know, historically. But I feel like there is that kind of play into our culture, which is really interesting. But I don't think it would make you think a certain way, but it will make you think. And I think that's the whole point of it, you know, that's the whole point of the interrogation of theatre and why it even exists. It's for us to interrogate, again, I've like said it a few times, but I feel like it goes more than just politics. It goes through, the layers of the tensions of who we are, who we are as a community here, you know, how we are as a community in the Philippines, how we're interconnected, how we're connected with, you know, like Australia and where we are today, and really like the humanity that exists within all of us. I think that we really do get to know Imelda in like a personal way, and like, you know, for someone, I mean, Imelda, this character, for someone who is playing her, it really has made me not think of her in any sort of way that is influenced by the story, but it's just kind of making me see her as a person. And I feel like whether you're on one side of the, you know, train or the other, it doesn't really matter. It's more about honoring the story that that extends to all of us as a community.
What have you learned from working with this Filipino artist, Filipino production, and storyteller on this project?
I think that really just comes down to feeling like you're working with, you know, ang akong pamilya. you feel like, you know, you're at home. Like you feel like your guard can be down. You can share things together that only they would understand. And, you know, you can be vulnerable, and just like in any kind of extended family, you can also say when you don't understand something and don't feel like there's that like, oh no, I can't say anything, I can't ask this because they might think this of me. It's like, yeah, I think that is honestly my reason. That is what I've, sorry, the question is what have I learned? Did I answer the question?
But yeah, you said family.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why I love it is because it's exploring a part of myself that I know a lot of, you know, Filipinos and, you know, who are born in Australia are wanting to explore, and that is we're wanting to explore our culture more, and we're wanting to like have that sense of people around us who also want to do the same thing. And it's that kind of discovering of ourselves through being together that really brings out that light, that part of us that we're like, oh, this really satisfies something that I've been longing for. And I feel like with anything, if we have a relationship and you ask me, hey, you want to be in this thing? I'll be like, yeah, because I love you. That is like, you know, that is the underpinning of why I, you know, take on any kind of jobs that, you know, I do think about that sort of stuff. And yeah, I just feel like the moment that I got my first email from Danita, or even walked into the room, it was this, they were like, you know, guys, we're just letting you know, this is all, you know, relaxed. You can be yourself. You know, there was this feeling that was just like, hey, it's all good. And, you know, we're in this together as storytellers. And I love that. Yeah.
I'll just do some rapid fire questions. These are just 6 questions. So we'll do alternating. So 3-4 Danita and 3-4 Teresa. So Danita, Teresa, Dwayne, Teresa. And then we'll do the promotion. Like you can promote the play if you have anything about on social media, the dates. Yeah. Okay. For Danita, one word to describe the play.
I'm so torn. It's either... Actually, yeah, I'm very torn. It's either... But also both the Maya and the Philippine Eagle.
Teresa, a line from the play that stayed with you that the people should wait for.
oh my goodness, I'm so bad with rapid fire questions. I had so many lines yesterday as I'm having conversations with people and I'm plucking lines in and I've just gone blank. Okay. Oh no, I don't want to say a line that's going to give something away though. Am I allowed? Am I allowed to say it and then Danita gives the yay or the nay? Okay. Yeah. There is a little Imelda in all of us.
Why should the people watch Imelda?
Because there's really gorgeous singing. There's really funny lines. There's a Teleseria segment as well. So if you're ever interested in knowing what a Teleseria is, there's a little bit of that in there. And finally, if you want writing that is cathartic, that will offer you some catharsis of like, if you feel like you're on a day where I'm like, damn, I kind of want to cry, this play does offer that as well. Lots of tears, a lot of laughter, whichever.
Teresa, finish this sentence. This play is for anyone who
has a mother.
The most Filipino thing about the play is...
I had a spoiler off the top of my head. The most Filipino thing about this play is the amount of talking over each other.
What's one thing you hope audiences keep thinking about The Curtain Falls?
I feel that one thing I would love for audiences to keep thinking is, or to start thinking about, is to question those parts of themselves that maybe they don't let, that maybe that there's parts of ourselves that we don't allow people to see. And we spoke about this kind of last night. But maybe we choose these things every day in little tiny choices. And these things may be selfish things. And I feel like sometimes those choices we really don't air to the public. We don't air to other people. And there could be choices that may be, it may seem small, but they mean a lot in terms of the broader aspect of humanity and how we're interconnected.
So you can book your tickets to Imelda at kingsxtheatre.com/Imelda, or you can come over to our Instagram. It is called at Zapatos Angels Collective. That is Zapatos, like the shoe, angels, like the angel, and then collective, as in like lahat tayo. So when you head to the Instagram, we have it on our bio. The links are there. We are also currently sold out already for the 5th of August, but the play is running from the 31st of July until the 15th of August. And the only nights that we don't have shows on are Monday nights. And for any Sundays, if you love a little early night, you should come on the Sunday because the show starts at 5 p.m. Every other night starts at 7:30. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can also slide into the DM.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.